our session and questions and answer. I usually answer the questions put to me by the meditators after the after the retreat, so that we can clarify what meditators understand about the practice. We also allowed meditators to ask one or two questions after interview. Here we have 25 questions. One meditator questions two. I told meditators one meditator should ask the question only one. But this meditator asked two questions. The first question is how Vipassana can apply in daily life. Rahula. Vipassana, the practice of Vipassana meditation is not only in the retreat, not only in the meditation center, but also in every daily life. So, any meditator must practice Vipassana meditation at home as much as possible, so that they can maintain their mindfulness, concentration, and insight. Another question by the different person meditator: what is the benefit of meditation, Vipassana, in daily life? For example, to face the problems in daily life. The purpose of Vipassana meditation is to be mindful of what you are doing and to realize whatever arises in your body and mind. So if you practice Vipassana meditation in daily life, your mindfulness will be improved. When the mindfulness becomes improved, you do not do anything without mindfulness, without sati. Then before you do it, you may be able to be mindful of the thing which is to be done. Then you won't do wrong things. This is the training of mindfulness of your daily life. So whenever you are about to do something, you are mindful of your actions. Then you can reflect upon the action whether it will be advantageous or disadvantageous, it will be profitable or unprofitable. Then you won't do wrong about that thing. The practice of mindfulness and daily life enable you to feel calm, quiet to a certain extent. Then when you have any problem, you can face the problem calmly, with the tranquility. Then you can distinguish between right and wrong, good and bad. It's very important for everyone to do anything calmly, with composed mind, without excitement. The practice of mindfulness in daily life train your mind to be calm, quiet, composed. Whatever you do, wherever you stay. That's why meditator must practice mindfulness meditation at home as much as possible. Meditators must keep some period of time aside for meditation and every day. For example, 1 hour in early morning, if you can keep 1 hour aside for meditation, then she should practice walking meditation 10 minutes or 20 minutes, then sit in 50 or 40 minutes. Every sitting should be preceded by very mindful walking meditation. If we have 2 hours time for meditation on holidays, 1 hour walking meditation, another 1 hour sitting meditation. But the meditation must be cultivated all the time, whenever he has free, his mind is free, he should practice Middha meditation. As to awareness of a daily activity, at home too, you practice a daily activity, you can practice a daily activity, but home, at home is not at meditation center, not meditation retreat, so you need not slow down your actions and movement. You do all actions and movement normally, naturally, then you should be generally aware of what you are doing without labeling, without noting. But you should not practice mindfulness and meditation when you are reading, when you are writing, when you are walking rhythmic, and while you are driving. These 4 hours must be avoided. While you read a book or a letter, if you observe your reading, seeing, or reading, then you can't understand the sense of what you read. In the same way, when you are mindful about you are writing a letter or a book, then you can't correctly write the book or the letter because of mindfulness. When you are mindful of arithmetic work, then you are unable to rightly do the arithmetic, so your arithmetic work will be wrong. While you are driving, if you are mindful of what you are doing, then you may have an accident on the busy street, crossroad, traffic light. Then another question, we already got married, so please give some advice how to increase the practice at home. And I can still live with my wife in harmony. Yes. Here you said, I can still live with my wife in harmony. That is the best situation. So you can increase your meditation when you practice at home. There another question. I often feel pain on my chest. When I realize the pain, it feels more. After that, I can't concentrate anymore. Please give me guidance how to overcome it. To observe the pain is to realize the true nature of the pain. The pain has the specific characteristic, general characteristic. If you are able to concentrate well on the pain, you are able to realize either specific characteristic of the pain or general characteristic of the pain. Purpose of noting the pain, observing the pain, is not to overcome it, not to make it disappear, not to go away. Whenever you have the pain, you are lucky. because you have got the best friend of a meditator. When you are patient with the pain and observe painful sensation attentively, precisely, with the intention of realization, it's a true nature. The pain is a good object of meditation, so when you observe the pain, you can easily and quickly concentrate your mind on the pain. Then you can try to penetrate inside the pain with mindfulness. Then you may find the pain dispersing or exploding, or you may find one wave of unpleasant sensation after another inside, or one layer of unpleasant sensation after another inside the pain. Then that is vipassana jnana. But sometimes the pain is too severe to bear it. If the pain becomes unbearable, you should not continue to sit, because you can't concentrate it well. Get up and practice walking meditation. Then another question. Excuse me, Sierra. Can you eat together with us one time only in the morning before you go? Kamanera Janua Vidya. Yes. Monks can never eat together with Samanera. Monks can eat with monks. Another question. In vipassana meditation, how many jnanas achieved by arahant? If more than 16, please explain. Other jnanas, about 70, etc. Yes, there is no 70 or 18 jnana for arahants. Even arahant doesn't attain 16 jnana, because the Visuddhimagga said, if a Ariya Pugala, such as Sotapanna, Sakadagami, Anagami, Arahant, that is vipassana, their jnana starts from the fourth one, inside knowledge of rising and passing away, Udiyapiya jnana. From the fourth day, experiences the other jnanas one after another. So, arahant doesn't attain even 16. He does not start his jnana from the first one. He started from the fourth one. And also, arahant doesn't attain the first path knowledge, the second and the third, because the first path knowledge belongs to Sotapanna, the second to Anagami, the third to Sakadagami, the third to Anagami. Raha only attains the fourth path knowledge and fruition knowledge, Ahadamagga and Ahadabla. Samanera Dhamma Vijaya. Then another question. Can a mother do Metta Bhavana to her son or vice versa? Yes. Visuddhimagga said Metta should not be developed to towards the opposite sex, but mother and son and daughters, parents and sons and daughters, children are exception. So the mother can do metta towards her son. Her son can do metta towards her mother. Practicing vipassana meditation or samatha meditation is a good deed. If yes, how big if compare dana to an area or temple, etc. Thank you, Ifan Supiyaso. Yes, separate Sam Vipassana meditation or Samatha meditation is a good deed, kusala kama. Good deed is a kusala kama in Pali. This kusala kama, good deed, is incomparable to any dana. This good deed of the Sam Vipassana meditation or Samatha is incomparable to any dana. Dana to an Arya Pugala or dana to a temple may lead donors to lead a happy, wealthy life, but she cannot get rid of her suffering. Practicing Vipassana meditation can lead meditator to the cessation of her suffering, Nibbana. He can get rid of all kinds of suffering. How to eradicate the attachment of five senses pleasures? Five senses pleasure. How to eradicate the attachment to sense five sense pleasure? The mind to let mindfulness, concentration, and inside knowledge and enlightenment path and fruition knowledge can eradicate the attachment to five sense pleasure. When you practice mindfulness meditation, your mind will be concentrated on the object of meditation, mental and physical phenomena. Then there arises an insight which realizes the true nature of nama and rupa, mental and physical phenomena. In this way, you experience one inside knowledge after another until you have attained the final enlightenment, Arhatamagnana and Phalanyana. Then you can eradicate the attachment to the five sense pleasures. How could I expel laziness when it has come? Yes, by put forth strenuous effort in your practice, then strenuous effort will overwhelm your laziness, then laziness will go away. Is it possible to attain Nibbana in this life? Yes, you can attain Nibbana in this life if you have enough time, enough effort in the practice of Vipassana meditation. Why I get easily disappointed and distressed? Need some time to release. Please, Sierra, give me some trick and tip that is easier. You should train yourself to put forth strenuous effort in everything, worldly affairs or spiritual affairs. Then you will get accustomed to put enough effort. When you have enough effort, you are able to observe whatever arises in your body and mind, as it is in Vipassana meditation. Then you will take and feed and rest in it. You will not be disappointed. You will not be stressed because of the mindfulness and concentration inside. Yes, you should strive your best to be mindful of any disappointment or distress when it comes into your mind. Attentively, energetically, precisely, then mindfulness overwhelms disappointment, distress, and then they will disappear. When we are at home, at least how long we should practice meditation at home? I answer this question. On walking meditation, I see broken movement. And in the broken movement, there are other small broken movements too. How to observe what is it that means, or its chantra. When you experience in that way, you may not specifically observe the smaller movements. When you observe the bigger movements, the smaller movement also included. It's also natural for every movement has another smaller movement in it. So that means that is Vayodhatu, specific characteristic of a Vayodhatu one element. Sierra, it's for me more difficult to observe movements of the body rather than movements of feelings. Why? It's a quiet round. The feeling has no movement. Feeling is a mental state, so it has no movement. The body has a movement because it has a Vayodhatu wind element inside. Feeling is a nama, mental state, so it has no movement. And thanks, Sierra, for all the beneficial instructions. May Sierra be happy and free from suffering. We would like to say anumodana to Sierra for your advice and great teaching. Andrihityat. I will be very glad to accept your anumodana. Say it to me. Every being has a seat of Buddha. Is able to attain Buddhahood. What attains Buddhahood, since there were no I or self, anatta? No one attains Buddhahood. Only just enlightenment arises. That is called a Buddha. When observing precept, do we have to be vegetarian? No need to be vegetarian when you observe the precept. The Lord Buddha never teaches us to be vegetarian. When getting calm, painful feeling, arises. At the moment, thought arises. I note painful feeling that arose. Painful feeling that arose is becoming lesser. I watch again. But painful feeling returns to a culmination point. If thought arises, I know the painful goal. This repeats quite a long time and repeats, how can I overcome this? You can overcome both painful sensation thoughts. Noting more attentively, energetically, precisely of the painful sensation. What is it the benefit of a vipassana towards busyness or for spiritual? It will cause sixth sense explain. The benefit of a vipassana towards busyness is many. A lot, because you train yourself to be mindful of what you are doing. That mindfulness leads you to have a successful business. For spirituality, will it cause sixth sense? Please explain. Will it cause sixth sense? Please explain. vipassana. The purpose of vipassana meditation is not to attain any psychic power, supernormal power, such as six senses. The purpose of it is to attain the cessation of the suffering nirvana through realization of the true nature of nama and rupa, mental and physical phenomena. So vipassana meditator can never attain any six senses. Only observe an awareness. Is that knowledge of anuloma jnana? No. That's just mindfulness, just a state, not jnana. How long to repeat this practice again? This practice means that this practice of a vipassana meditation. How long to repeat this practice of vipassana again? Not very long. You have to practice vipassana so long as you haven't yet attained arahantship. That's all. That's finished. All questions has been answered.
Said over here, there's one bit deeper. Hmm? One more question from Bhikkhu Subhakaro.
Oh, this one. Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Namaskara, Namo Buddhaya, during 3 days, every day, about 2 hours, I watch painful feeling, but why it doesn't change quickly? Further, when developing metta, thought just does not come. Eventually, I return to Buddha Samatha. After coming down, I observe the abdomen. I see abdominal breathing light appears until the breathing becomes a smooth gale. How is it this? Because you do not get accustomed to do metta meditation, you are not skilled in metta, that's why you do not feel calm. But you may have get accustomed to do Buddha, Buddha Nosati, that's why you feel calm when you practice it. Here in this meditation retreat, there are many yogis whose minds become calm, so quiet, serene, and tranquil when they do metta meditation. Yes, finish. Now the time is 9:20. The Buddha said, please take care of me. There are three kinds of training in Buddhism. Sila Sikha, training in Sila, morality. Samadhi Sikha, training in concentration. And Panya Sikha, training in insight, enlightenment, wisdom. All of these three training are very much important. Training in Sila Sikha is the basic requirement for other higher trainings. Only when your morality, your sila is purified, you won't have guilty conscience in your mind. You feel clear conscience in your mind. Then you feel happy, peaceful, and rapture because of the purification of a sila. Because your mind is clear, you feel clear conscience, so when you concentrate your mind on any mental state or physical process or any object of a samatha meditation, you can easily concentrate your mind on the object. Then you have some degree of deep concentration. Only if your concentration is good when the mind is purified from defilement, then there arises vipassana jnana, insight knowledge that realizes the true nature of nama and rupa, then you are able to attain one stage of insight after another until you have attained enlightenment, path knowledge and fruition knowledge. So everyone should strive their best to have purification of sila, purification of morality, observing the precepts as much as possible. May all of you be able to purify your morality, sila, attain deep concentration, and attain the cessation of suffering, nibbana.